This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm sorry to have to report to you that anti-white racism in America is on the rise. And, of course, it's liberals who are behind it. So let's take a look at just a small sample of some of the most recent incidents, like this brand-new report in the New York Times, written by a black man who asks, "Can my children be friends with white people?" Who goes on to blame President Trump for having to teach his kids that they might not be able to play with white boys and girls because they might be racist. Quote, "Donald Trump's election has made it clear that I will teach my boys the lesson generations old, one that I, for the most part, nearly escaped. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them suspicion. And I will teach them distrust much sooner than I thought I would. I will have to discuss with my boys whether they can truly be friends with white people." Let me just point out that this isn't some random post on Tumblr. This isn't even on your typical black supremacist websites or magazines. This is the New York Times, which, I mean, we should expect to be slightly less crazy than the typical social justice warrior psycho outlets. In other news, BuzzFeed is upset with Taylor Swift, who has a new song or new album coming out. I couldn't care less. But they're mad at her because she's not a social justice warrior, or at least not social justice warrior enough. In 2017, Swift is still absenting herself from the cultural conversation. Taylor Swift's reputation's a complicated mess, they say. Love her or hate her, she knows this, and we know this. It's what her newest album, Reputation, is all about. In one quadrant of tacked-up evidence are Swift celebrity feuds, generally juicy but also exhaustively long-running. In another, you'll find everything about Swift's personal life that alternately grates and thrills, depending on your preferences. Move over a little from there, you'll find Swift's image itself, willowy, blonde, and aggressively white. Aggressively white. Aggressively white. What the hell does that even mean? Aggressively white. How dare she be blonde-haired and blue-eyed? Damn your parents, Taylor Swift, for not having an interracial relationship. Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, it's an article from The Root, in my opinion, a black supremacist website. "Dear white women, interracial relationships and biracial children do not absolve you of racism." I'm sorry, white people. We're damned if we do, damned if we don't. Remember the stories from Halloween this year where the liberal media was telling parents that they had white children that they couldn't allow them to dress up as the Disney character from one of their recent films, Mona or Moana, or however the hell you say it? That's cultural appropriation. Well, there was something equally insane that I forgot to mention. Those same lunatics were trying to shame parents and stop them from allowing their daughters to dress up as Elsa if they were white because it promoted this notion that white beauty is supreme. And this is why a bunch of people on 4chan came up with this idea to troll liberals in real life on high school and college campuses by encouraging people to print up flyers that simply say, "It's okay to be white," and to post them around the schools. Not only did a lot of people do this, but multiple schools started publicly denouncing the flyers, and it started making headlines across the country.
The news at 11 continues with a disturbing story out of Montgomery County. Students found flyers taped up at a high school that say it's okay to be white.
Oh no, call the FBI. This is a disturbing story, they said. It's disturbing, all right. It's disturbing that you think there's a problem with these flyers. This is a report from an ABC affiliate in Washington, D.C. "It's okay to be white" sign found on doors at Montgomery Blair High School in Maryland. School says flyers were removed and says they're investigating. What the hell is there to investigate? Meanwhile, another massive hate crime hoax has been exposed, which is why there's an entire chapter in my new book, The True Story of Fake News, on fake hate crimes. I hope you check it out in paperback on Amazon.com or download it onto your tablet or your e-reading device. This from the Air Force Times. "Racial slurs written on dorm room boards of black Air Force Academy cadet members." Racial slurs were written on the dormitory message boards of five black cadet candidates at the Air Force Academy Preparatory School earlier this week. One cadet candidate's mother posted a photo on her Facebook page that shows the words "Go home, N-word," written on the whiteboard outside her son's room. Oh, wait, what's this? A black student wrote those racist messages that shook the Air Force Academy. School says the racist messages roiled the academy in Colorado Springs and prompted the school to launch an investigation. They led its superintendent to deliver a stern speech that decried the horrible language and drew national attention for its eloquence. But on Tuesday, the school made a jolting announcement. The person responsible for the racist messages, the academy said, was in fact one of the...
All right, that's Mark Dice. I'm Alex Jones.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've got it done.
The Trashman are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones. Zero Hour. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Zero Hour is here. Turn the greatest political and financial upheaval in modern history to your advantage. Harry S. Dent Jr. is joining us in just one moment. But first, take a look at this.
We don't know what we're doing. We have leaders that are grossly incompetent.
They said it could never happen again.
The American Revolution, the U.S. Civil War, World War I, the 1929 crash, the rise of Hitler, World War II, the atomic bomb, the Arab oil crisis, and the global financial crisis of 2000.
Winston Churchill once said, "The farther back you look, the farther forward you're likely to see."
Those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. What if all these events happen simultaneously?
Imagine the unimaginable.
The cycle of history suggests that we are on the brink of something this big.
Something of a magnitude never seen before.
Where mankind faces challenges, endures the healing, and rises up again into prosperity, strength, and wealth.
This is about the destruction of the old ways.
Top-down management, establishment politics, social engineering, financial and monetary manipulation, wealthy elitism,
and the rising up of a new world. History tells the future.
Are you ready for Zero Hour? The greatest political and economic revolution since the advent of democracy itself.
History tells the future. Beautiful way to say that. I'm actually, just so I get it out there, working on a book that has that basic title. And I haven't read Zero Hour. It just came in a few days ago again, just like Michael Savage's book. I can't wait to read it. By the way, I don't get paid to promote these books. And I don't just have people on because they're paying me to have them on. He's not paying me to have them on. I had Michael Savage on because he's a great guest, and I love reading his books. The same thing with Mr. Dent. But if you see a confluence or coming together of the basic terms we're using, it's not because we're plagiarizing each other. It's because if you study history, you know the future. If you know history, you know the future. History rhymes, as Mr. Dent quoted another famous historian. And again, we have these corrupt elites. We have the centralization. We have the crony capitalism. I want to see it come down. But then I see Trump come in and it puff back up, even though it's a fraud. He's trying to do it for the general public, and it's now been tied to his success and the success of Americana and free market. And so it makes me not want it to fail. But then I do realize it's still built even though he's cutting regulations and doing some good things, it's built within a system designed to implode. So when do we run into that brick wall, and what do we do once we hit it? Harry S. Dent, thanks for joining us. Zero Hour is the new book, harrydent.com. Thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, this really, I've been talking about this for many years. Obviously, we have a debt bubble, a financial asset bubble in stocks and real estate and everything, and those things always burst. And that was my last book, The Sale of a Lifetime. But this book is about something I've been talking about for many years, a bigger revolution, like democracy and free market capitalism that in their pure forms came together in the late 1700s. And you know what now? Central banks have taken over free markets, and special interests have taken over democracy. We don't have those two factors anymore. And this revolution with the internet and better communication, and even like cryptocurrencies and new things coming out, is going to change this political and our business organizations, everything else, and create an even greater bottoms-up economy around those principles.
Sure, so you're saying Zero Hour, I haven't read it yet, is about what happens after the next crash.
Yes. Well, and it's also about what you do coming into it. You have to protect your assets. The U.S. dollar did the best in the last crash and will again. High-quality bonds do well. That's what does well in a deflationary crash when bubbles burst. Everything else gets killed, so you have to protect your wealth now. You have to consider, where do I live? How do I protect myself from some level of chaos in society? Because this is not going to be easy, what we're going to go through. We've got to get rid of a bubble. We've got to change our political system. We've got to realign around cultures that are more compatible, like the red and blue cultures in the U.S. and the Sunni and the Shia in the Middle East and all this stuff. There's a lot to do here, so you really need to be settled down and get safe first, and then, you know, we can tell you how to take advantage of these changes. There's going to be huge opportunities come out of it.
How long on the short term versus the long term can the bubble stay inflated?
Well, you know, for economically, the worst, we have four indicators pointing down into early 2020, and then a few more pointing down into 2022-23. So I'd say the next 3 to 5 years is going to be the worst economically and for things like the stock market. But this political revolution we're talking about is going to take a couple decades to really set in. And we're talking about, you know, I've got a chart here as well. We got 3 cycles pointing to a major revolution like the late 1700s. A 250-year deep political revolution, an 84-year populist cycle, which started in the early 30s, and again here with Trump and Brexit, and then a 28-year and an 80-year economic cycle. So this is going to only take 4, 5, 6 years to play out. But the bigger political revolution, and then in the next chart we have globalization. There's a backlash against globalization, which Trump is leading more than anyone.
And that was my next question. The EU says, oh, try to leave us? We built a secret army, just like Germany did in the 30s. We're going to invade you. Already 5 countries, day one, say, we're ready to fight you. I mean, the EU, once you have to start talking about fighting members that never voted to enter, you're done.
And Spain's having to fight Catalan, and on and on and on. We show in this book around the world, we have countries in Europe, the United States, even China, India, everywhere you look, where there are huge disparities in incomes and cultures and religions between different parts of countries. And you know what? You can't bring those together. Our political polarization is the most extreme, much more than the Great Depression and the Roaring Twenties. More like the Civil War. So sure. Like we said in this little short video, what if we have kind of like a Civil War, a Great Depression, and a revolution in politics and business at the same time?
And that's what the historic,
that's what we're looking at.
And that's, you said that's what we're looking at. That's what the historic patterns and this contemporary information all points toward, kind of a superstorm?
Yeah. And again, I've been saying this for a long time, but I've been concentrating before on the bubble in debt and financial assets, because that's the first thing to go. But I've always been saying, I've been saying for 20 years since my first book, we're going to have the biggest revolution since democracy and free market capitalism.
And it's happening. Stay there. Harry Dent, Zero Hour. Tell folks to get the book in a moment. We're going to go to break. Come right back. Folks, I want to try to fix things. And politically, we're trying to do it, but he's absolutely right. We have to be ready. We have to be aware of what's happening. It's absolutely critical. We're going to come back with him and get into Zero Hour, what it means, the political revolutions he's talking about, the economic revolutions, the radicalization of the so-called left, which I was never a right-winger or a left-winger. I'm just a populist, but we're going to talk about it all briefly. It's important to exercise free speech and promote Americana. We have a new shirt that's designer quality, really soft, really nice, won't tread on me, with a new design of the Gadsden flag. It's very iconic. I think this is the best shirt we've ever designed. Infowars.com on the right shoulder with an American flag. Infowars.com, the back of the shirt as well. That shirt is now available. Free shipping store-wide. We had to end 50% off on apparel because we sold out of most of it. But and on Supermill Vitality and some other products, but we've expanded to Z-Shield, the heavy metal detoxifier that you take under the tongue that's so amazing. That's 50% off, even though it's going to sell out soon, but we've got more coming in. Caveman True Paleo, the bone broth, the turmeric, the chocolate mushroom, all of it, 50% off and free shipping, never gone that low. We've had 50% off before, but not free shipping on top of it. So we've got that. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off with free shipping. Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash, 50% off. DNA Force, back in stock. 25% off free shipping. Secret 12, that's got us in the next few days. 50% off. And you're not just getting great supplements and great shirts and great books and great videos and great water filtration. You're funding an operation that is expanding in the face of the globalist and just trying to cover all the different angles to give the public the intelligence and information they need to make better decisions so all of us are better off. So, you know, you ask, when do I have authors on? I only have authors on, I read. We have Michael Savage, we have Mr. Den on, I'll read both these books. So we'll be right back on the other side. Stay with me.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, phones, life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds, for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
When?
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-476-5281. That's 800-476-5281.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-476-5281.
Write it down.
800-476-5281.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mr. Harry Dent, formerly with Bain Capital and a lot of other big groups, has a great history as a researcher and economist and author, is joining us right now. In the last segment today, I haven't gotten to all these videos of, oh, the little vacuum cleaner robot in your house hacked by hackers watching you in your house, or hackers getting into your thermostat, because I covered it 20 years ago. You get today's news 20 years early is basically what's really happening here. So that's all going to be coming up. But you were getting into revolutions. I understand you're more of a political atheist. You're a free market guy. And I don't like some of the stuff Republicans have done or Democrats have done. But there's a derangement in the left where just because I supported Trump over Hillary, they throw coffee on you. They physically attack you. They're calling for death of members of Congress. They want Trump dead. Mainstream media promotes it. These people have gotten nothing from the system. All they see is an old system being propped up right now by Trump. And I don't want the revolution to happen if it totally collapses. They want Cloward and Piven. They think if stuff collapses, there'll be a socialist reorganization, and they're going to get some chicken in every pot scenario. They don't get that FDR was propping up a capitalist system using socialism, I guess, as an emergency. You can argue whether it was good or not, but you talk about political upheaval, the backlash against people waking up to centralization seems like piranhas on PCP. How does that feed into this political superstorm you're talking about?
Okay, I get number one. Central banks have taken over the free market capitalist system. They're setting the economy to grow at 3%, which they can't achieve through their best efforts of all the stimulation in the world, with 2% inflation. This is not how the economy works. It's a balance of opposites. You have booms and busts, inflation, deflation. The economy knows how to heal itself, just like the human body. And doctors usually spend most of their time preventing the human body from healing itself because they want to prevent the common cold, like economists want to prevent recession. So the system does have to fail, Alex, and I hate to say it, because everybody thinks, well, central banks have created another decent economy now.
No, I get it, but the left wants it to fail. The left wants it to fail and never come back.
No, well, No, I want it to fail so it can come back.
No, I totally agree, but I'm saying they see free market as competition to their socialist utopia. How do we deal with that?
Well, Republicans want to cut taxes right at the wrong time when corporate profits are higher than ever, unemployment is lowest ever, workforce growth is not growing. We don't need more investment. We have low capacity utilization. Republicans want to stimulate through tax cuts. The Democrats want to have social engineering, which has also already failed. The whole thing has to fail, and then people have to realize, oh, we can't look to central banks. We can't look to special interests. They're never going to give us the right research to change our economy. And then you get a revolution, and the people start to win. It's unfortunate, but the old system does have to fail to some significant degree to build the new out of the ashes. And I just know this from studying history. I wish it weren't the case, but that's...
Well, no, I know you're right. I mean, look at the plague.
It's prevented this from failing with all this quantitative easing and free money. They've not let the system fail. And the
sure.
banks fail.
Let's look at the Black Plague in the 1600s. I mean, I know you've written about that scenario. Explain that to people. I mean, why did that cause the Renaissance?
Well, it did. You know, it when things fail, people have to get real. I always tell people, look, everyday people, I'm talking everyday people, become heroes when there's a crisis. 9/11 or the barn burning, and people don't think, oh, am I going to die? They run in, they save the horse, they save the dog, they save the baby, the people. This is what happens. People get real. We are living in la-la land on both sides. The Republicans think if you just keep cutting taxes, the economy is going to grow. No, not when you've overexpanded. The liberals think, oh, if we just keep giving more welfare and spending, printing more money, oh, we can keep going. No, these things kill the free market capitalist system. They kill, and special interests kill democracy. These things have to fail so that we don't trust them anymore, and we don't look to somebody to come in and give us a free lunch. Everything
sure, let's historically
has been a free lunch solution.
Yeah, our audience understands that. We're just trying to debate when is the big crash coming or how long can we prop it up while we get ourselves in position. And then we worry about the globalists coming in and trying to use it to take full authoritarian control, which they say they've done and which they've done in other countries. So we know what's coming. There's a lot of problems. A lot of sharks are going to take advantage of this, not in free market ways the way you're talking about to protect yourself, but in very predatory ways. How does the revolution thing from a historical perspective play into this?
Well, I mean, again, first of all, I mean, that's why I wrote this book, because the signs in late 2016, Brexit, and then Trump getting elected against the odds. And the day Trump got elected, we said, oh, my God, even though we were cautious about the market back then, the markets are going to love this. We're going to see a 20-25% run. Now we've seen that. So that makes me think this is like the final blow-off rally in the bubble. And the other thing I'm looking for, Alex, and it's very simple and it's starting to happen, I'm looking for a divergence between the main indexes like the NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P and the small caps, the Russell 2000 and the Dow Transport. When those indexes start to fail before the big ones, it's a sign that the bubble's getting ready to burst. And that is starting to happen. I need a little more confirmation in the next month or two, but I think we're in a topping process, and this chart is perfect. That we've had four bubbles in this bubble boom. And I always call in our long-term research, we have four seasons in our economy. Spring boom, inflationary recession like the 70s, a fall bubble boom, and then a depression or a winter season. This is the fourth and largest bubble. And people keep going on CNBC and all these financial news things say, oh, this isn't a bubble because all these reasons. This is a bubble. It's the biggest bubble in all history. China's even bigger than ours. This bubble looks ready to blow. I would guess it's popping between October and January and between 2018, 19, and 20, when our indicators are the most negative, is when we're going to see this worst of this financial downturn. But again, what I'm saying in this book, the political and the social repercussions, this blue-red split and this whole, you know, how do we reorganize our world around more compatible cultures? That's going to take many, many years. And this backlash against globalization, which, again, was a good trend for a long time, but it went too far. Globalization has just brought us into each other's throats, and everybody hates each other. Rich versus poor, black versus white, Sunni versus Shia, red versus blue. Baby boomers versus millennials. Millennials feel totally threatened by the baby booms, massive debt and entitlement. And they are. So we have to sort all this out. It's going to be messy, which is why you need to preserve your wealth, get in safe investments, be in a safe place, and be healthy. That's what you need to get through this. And if you do, the world's going to be your oyster.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you that we're sitting on top of a giant bubble. That's just a fact. I'm concerned there are people that actually want to bring the bubble down and have Trump's recovery fail just so they can blame him. That's not even looking at, you know, he's just trying to put off something that was already there. And, you know, you've been saying the bubble was going to bust for the last few years. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, who knows now? There were so many artificial things suppressing the economy before, like regulations and the coal being turned off, that you add all those other stimulus in, who knows? But I agree. It's a damn if you do, damn if you don't, because the props it up and everything's okay for a while, but then when it implodes, it's even bigger. We'll talk about how you would protect yourself straight ahead. And then we've got a bunch of technology news in the final segment before Paul Joseph Watson takes over from London, England in the fourth hour.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
The parasitic left has always used government funding to fund their own projects, their own art operations, you name it. The left also usually are managers over disenfranchised groups of people that live in government housing or kind of warehousing foster children, things like that. It's what they do. It's their business. And they don't know any better. So if they see society collapsing, they see that as more for them to feed on. So the big problem with the reality equation that Mr. Dent's talking about is we're talking about how to make things better once the correction comes. We're talking about ways to protect ourselves but also stabilize the government. They're looking at ways to overthrow everything. And that's why I'm saying it's more critical than ever to financially support shows like InfoWars. Why it's more important than ever to exercise your free speech and wear the new won't tread on me incredible Gadsden flag Culpepper Minutemen shirt that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Because in the future, more than anything, it's going to be financially supporting organizations and groups and people that are fighting for your basic worldview and your way of life. This is something conservatives never really do, or libertarians never do. We kind of just live our own lives and run our own lives, and we don't want to run other people's lives. Well, if you don't want somebody running your life, you're going to have to get politically involved. You're going to have to get financially involved. And not just educate yourself with books like Zero Hour, that, again, I'm going to be reading this weekend by Harry S. Dent, but the book that Savage wrote or the information we cover. Briefly, I want to play this clip as he mentioned worldwide revolutions. Countries working with countries is a great idea. It opens up markets, more products, more innovation, more ideas. Anybody in any type of business will tell you, more people, more business, more connections, more ideas. It's the opposite of stagnation. But you try to bring in and repopulate Europe with third world Muslim populations, and then the left's there to get them all on welfare, that's a disaster. You want to put an EU army out to take over countries because they want to pull out. Well, that's the fastest way to make them pull out even quicker. And you can say, well, Spain will keep Catalan in for a while longer. Doesn't matter. Once the people know they're captured, it's like some guy that's chaining his wife up when he goes to work. She's going to get loose someday. You're going to go to jail. Or she's going to be long gone. And we've reached that point where the left is trying. Who is even the left? Just people that feel like they're the left. Are there to dominate folks? It's not working anymore. So I want to ask Mr. Dent, historically looking at the charts, how this revolution fleshes out, how it can look. But he's predicted it. I predicted it. Ron Paul's predicted it. So many others have predicted it. The CIA people we've had on, like Steve Pachinik, had predicted it 10 years ago, that the EU would fail and things would break up. It's here. What does that mean as the central controllers push authoritarianism? Here is a clip of Nigel Farage, the fastest growing movement, not just in the UK, the gave us Brexit, but also in Europe, pointing out what's really going on. Here it is.
Mr. Farage, 2.5 minutes.
Thank you. As Mr. Moscovici said at the start of this, the leak of all these papers and lists of people with offshore holdings has come about because of the Society of Investigative Journalists. But what's not been said this morning, and I think is relevant, is that the funding of these investigations came from one George Soros. Now, I say this at a time, I'm going to come back to so what, and it may have some personal interest for you as well. I say this at a time when the use of money and the influence it may have had on the Brexit result or the Trump election has reached a level of virtual hysteria. Just last week, the Electoral Commission in the UK launched an investigation to find out whether the Leave campaign took offshore money or Russian money. This came about as a result of questions asked in the House of Commons by one Ben Bradshaw, somebody linked to an organisation called Open Society. I just wonder, when we're talking about offshore money, when we're talking about political subversion, when we're talking about collusion, I wonder whether we're looking in the wrong place. And I say that because George Soros recently gave Open Society, his organization, which of course campaigns for free movement of peoples and supports supranational structures like the European Union, he recently gave it $18 billion. And his influence here and in Brussels is truly extraordinary. Open Society boasts that they had 42 meetings last year with the European Commission. They've even published a book of reliable friends in the European Parliament, and there are 226 names on that list, including yours, sir. I thought you'd find this interesting. We even had last week Mr. Verhofstadt lobbying on behalf of Mr. Soros at the Conference of Presidents in a battle that is going on with Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. If we're going to have a debate and we're going to talk about full political and financial transparency, well, let's do it. So I should be writing today to all 226 of you, asking some pretty fair questions. Have you ever received funds, directly or indirectly, from Open Society? How many of their events have you attended? Could you please give us a list of the meetings of all the representatives, including George Soros yourself? And I think this Parliament should now set up a special committee to look into all of this. And I say that because I fear we could be looking at the biggest level of international political collusion in history.
And I've said this thousands of times. They change it to Russia because they're bringing in globalism. These multinational groups like TPP that literally do conquer us, they're scared, so they wanted to turn the investigation around. And now it's blowing up in their face, and now the EU army is announcing it's taking over. And one day after, five countries say they're ready to repel the invasion. This is kind of shaping up almost like pre-World War II in a weird way. You got Juncker, the heir of the Nazis, threatening the U.S., running the unelected EU. How does this fit into your equation, Mr. Dent?
Well, you know, again, I've been waiting on this for 20 years now, Alex. In the roaring 2000s, my best-selling book, I brought in this whole network revolution, bottom-up. Now, again, free market capitalism and democracy were the first bottoms-up revolution in all of history. Everything was top-down, aristocracy controlled since then. This is deeper. We've got back down with national interests, central banks have taken over. And we need an economy globally that can let everybody be their own thing and grow from the bottom up, like you said, from organizations that you favor and not from some top-down sort of thing. All of this stuff can survive together if they all have their own spaces and their own support, and the system can accommodate it.
I was about to say, won't the globalists themselves, the good, the bad, the ugly, destroy themselves, making this existential fight with nationalism a real thing? Don't they get they're going to lose?
No, okay, they think they're going to lose because they're controlling things from the top down. Bottoms up said, look, the stock exchanges operate totally from the bottoms up, not top down, and they only get bigger and bigger. You can have global and you can have bottom up. What we have now is global and top down, and that's the problem. Everything in this book, everything I've written for 20, 30 years has said we need a bottoms up revolution like in the late 1700s, only information.
No, I know you've been calling it, you've been calling it for 20 years. I'm saying,
yep.
How nasty is it going to get? Because they've signaled they're going to get very violent.
Look, it is going to get nasty. That's what we're saying. You can't have a revolution. Look, I mean, they were cutting off heads in France, and we had the Revolutionary War in the United States. It is nasty. Revolutions are never easy, but they are necessary, and they come at times like this. Again, I can't stop the revolution. I can't stop all the cycles I'm looking at. All I can do is help people prepare for it again. Protect the wealth you have now at the top of this bubble. Don't hold out for more. Live in the safest place you can live in and be prepared for change and to take advantage of it. It's just that simple.
That's right. There's going to be major breakdown, major crime. We've tried to prop this thing up, but once it goes south, they're going to unloose their hordes of the communists. It's going to be, thank God we have the Second Amendment, but folks, Zero Hour, available at Harry Dent's website, harrydent.com. Thank you so much for coming on with us. Look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Okay, thank you, Alec.
Yeah, I've got four children, and I've studied history, and it does repeat itself, and the elites are all digging in, and Trump's tried to get things going again. They're trying to block him. I think we could have made it out of this, but it's now them trying to block it. It's probably going to completely blow up, and when it does, folks, when it does, I just say prop it up as long as we can, because when it blows, I tell you.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln.
The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Jones back live, broadcasting worldwide. Paul Watson's just a few minutes away from London, England. He is wound up and has a ton of critical information to cover. You know, I meant to get into human brains implanted in rat brains with Michael Savage, since he has the new book out, God, Faith, and Reason. Even if you don't believe in God, shouldn't you on this planetoid not want to treat other creatures worse than dog meat? Don't you have basic empathy? We're getting godlike powers, but we're not gods. It's an incredible time to be alive. And I've seen major demonization of drones for a decade because government didn't want the public to have access to them. And then government, though, didn't want us to know it was going to use them as part of an autonomous army that would follow orders. Undersea drones, ship drones, airborne drones, tank drones, soldier drones. But it's miniaturization. It's cheaper and cheaper, and mass production gets cheaper and cheaper and better and better. We're seeing the advent of the robots, but then we see the footage of where the little robot that vacuums your house has got a camera in it, and the hackers get in and watch it and have it go open the front door for them. Or the hackers have it record what your codes are because it's grabbing the Wi-Fi. So all of these Trojan horses, like the iRobot collects info in your house and then gives it to hackers, all of this makes us less safe. And it's all being rolled out with giant holes in it by design, because industry wants into all of it, and it's that data that has the real value. The amount of data that one of these robots steals and gives back to the home company every time it's plugged into the internet, because you keep it plugged in because you want to see what's going on in your house when you're gone, well, they're accessing it all. They're even turning hotspots in your house into Wi-Fis for the companies to have unofficial Wi-Fis in neighborhoods, passing on and monitoring info. It's all a big space race. Or a run for the hills to get the gold, the 49ers. It's a gold rush. And we're building our own graves with it. Because from the beginning, it has an authoritarian and a deceptive architecture that's already beyond our understanding. And we're just in the year 2017. So here's one. This is the top video today on the internet. The new Spot Mini Robot. Boston Dynamics. Sleek, like a race car. Affordable. Cool. Everybody's got to have it. But is there any discussion about what's inside of it? Remember, just 5 years ago, people laughed at the Spot Robot that was gas-powered, the military one. And they go, oh, that'll never be a threat. And then now, suddenly, a few years later, look out once that's weaponized. And, of course, someone else will weaponize it. So then a private group will. So then we'll have government control over all of them. They'll all have to be wired into safety software, which, again, allows them all to be hacked, not just one. One ring to rule them all. One ring to bind them in the darkness, my friends. One central control. And it's dystopic because it's designed to be dystopic. Let's go ahead and go to the new campaign that Stuart Russell presented at the UN Convention on Conventional Weapons. They're the ones that want to ban small arms for general citizens. Oh, now they're going to warn us about swarms of droids, swarms of drones coming and killing a classroom full of people, not guns. This is all because the UN has said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They don't, just like most drones for 5 years, in restricted airspace, they won't even fly. They're already GPS chipped. Then the FAA says, well, it's a big federal crime, a felony if you fly it without. And I can see how it causes a problem. They've already had drones almost bring down jetliners. But all the new fail-safes only make it more centralized, more easy for hackers or corrupt governments or whoever to control them all instead of one. I'm not a big TV head, but 6, 7, 8 years ago, I watched on the treadmill one season of Battlestar Galactica. And, you know, the aliens have hacked into the mainframes of the Battlestars, and they bring them all down in 1 minute, invade, kill everybody on Earth. And then there's one old Battlestar that isn't hooked in, and it survives. That's literally how this operates, folks. And so, yeah, calculators are great. But they wouldn't let us have calculators when I was in school, and I was good at math. I could bang out algebra, trigonometry, whatever I needed to on the back of a piece of paper. I could do woodwork with a ruler and just figure it out. It all worked great. Now I'm like, blah, blah. Well, you know, my children doing homework. They've got their calculators, and I don't even know how the calculator works. We're being dehumanized. So here's the new film campaign to ban developing autonomous weapons, which, a little too late, they've already launched it everywhere. Here it is.
Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors. It does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works.
And they shot this at a make-believe crowd. And it looked like...
That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the content.
Yeah. What it has roughly is a bullet. And so it flies up and it shoots you. And so they're there scaring one at the UN because the UN wants the global power to control this. So when their peacekeepers show up to kill you, you were never even allowed the basic technology to put up a resistance. So the evil group is the one that wants to control it for your own good. No. Let's continue with the piece. I want to play more of it because I saw the full one where it shows them going in and killing the kids in the school. That was the one I wanted to play. While we work on that, let me just take a few minutes out here for you and just remind listeners, and it is a reminder, if you don't want to financially support the broadcast, if you don't want to see us expand in the face of the globalists, if you don't want to see us hire more people and be more aggressive, I don't think that's very good self-preservation activity. I don't think so. There isn't an organization or group that's under more attack other than the president. Drudge is under attack and others are. We're under attack because we're just talking common sense. We're having great guests on. We're having real debates here. And we're covering topics that they don't want discussed. So I really hope that everyone will think about going to InfoWarsStore.com and thinking about getting the new shirt that I think is the best we've ever produced. Really soft, high-quality designer fabric at a low price. Won't tread on me. Just the big Gadsden snake. An American flag on the right-hand shoulder. InfoWars. InfoWars.com on the back. And it's a great way, again, to meet like-minded people, to exercise your free speech. You probably get your dinner bought for you in most areas of the country where people are working and people are good and people are decent. But if you go to an area like downtown Austin or San Francisco or somewhere else where there's fecal matter all over the ground and heroin heads everywhere and huge disease outbreaks and people vomiting all over each other, they may literally zombie-like attack you. So, again, won't tread on me, the new shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. And we've been pioneers of every major subject, the drones, the robotics, the Big Brother, the spy grids, the TVs watching you, the GMO, the fluoride causing brain damage, the vaccines being dangerous by design, the secret EU army, Donna Brazile about to go public against them, the Clintons about to be thrown under the bus, told you that 6 months ago. We have vision, we have understanding, we know what we're talking about, we have you as great audience that funds us and makes it all possible. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping is extended on all the items that haven't sold out. And we've added some new items to the list as well. Thank you all for your support. Please think about funding us today because I want to really grow in the face of the enemy. I don't want to let Soros defeat us. I don't want to be slowed down. I don't want to be diminished. I want to grow and be strong and be 110%. So here they are giving the UN demonstration of the drone. Here it is. Swarm of these unleashed by evil white men in a van, of course. There would be Muslims. And they go and they kill a whole class of people. So they're saying, you need to learn to be totally fearful and totally scared. So the UN wants to save you. And the drone sees that he's alive.
Authorities are still struggling to make sense of an attack on university campuses worldwide, which targeted some students and not others.
Who could have done this?
Anyone.
That's the Guardian and the UN and all their propaganda. So there you go. I've got one more clip I didn't get to. Now, the Vietnamese security firm has packed into an iPhone X face ID with a mask that cost them a couple dollars. Yeah, all this technology is designed to be penetrated because the big tech companies are the hackers. They want to bring in the total grid, have it all implode, then bring in a worldwide biometric ID to buy and sell.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.